Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 22 to 25 reads, "Now Eli was very old, and he kept hearing all that his sons were doing to all Israel, and how they lay with the women who were serving at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And he said to them, 'Why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all these people. No, my sons, it is not a good report that I hear the people of the Lord spreading abroad. If someone sins against a man, God will mediate for him. But if someone sins against the Lord, who can intercede for him?' But they would not listen to the voice of their father, for it was the will of the Lord to put them to death." It is one thing to disobey God ignorantly. It's quite another to be disobedient intentionally. Those who deliberately obey God do not know God, because if they did, they would never disobey him. The most foolish thing a person can do is disobey God. No one has or ever will benefit from such behavior. Only fools keep trying, and their foolishness will one day be apparent, even to themselves. I will often ask students at the Nicolay Bible Institute what would cause them to disobey God. They look at me funny when I ask that question. Yet so often there are things that God's Word is very clear about that we disregard. As I'm talking to a young man about his problem with pornography, I ask him if he knows that lust is wrong. He says yes. So what is it that causes you to disregard what God has said? What is it that what is it that makes us not listen to God, even though we know what he says? Do we think we know more? Are our feelings and our emotions more powerful than God? Perhaps we don't know God. Perhaps we're living in a way where we're mistaking God's patience for his approval, or his patience for his mercy. You see, God is merciful, and he's graceful. Mercy is not giving us what we deserve. Grace is giving us far more than we deserve. And if we ever really understood mercy and grace, we wouldn't want to sin. I think we need to go back to the scriptures and understand who God is and live in the context of who he is so that we can live the life that we were meant to live rather than live in a way that dishonors God and that gives us very little hope for today and the future. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute here in northern Wisconsin. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.